Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Nothing Nice. You already know we're here, man. Nothing Nice Radio, we up here in Florida still, you know, doing our thing. Special guest today, special guest, CEO, the big dog himself, Big D, from BNC Music Group. Definitely will have him checking in. Man, how y'all doing out there, man? Y'all doing all right out there, man? Make sure you follow me on the Twitter, at DJ Nothing Nice. And also make sure you follow me at DJ Nothing Nice on all social networks. Got a lot of projects coming up in the near future. In the near future, definitely have a lot of projects coming up. A lot of stuff going on out here in the world today, especially, you know, in the sports world. You know what I'm saying? I like the sports. I like sports. I like all kinds of sports, basketball, football, and things like that. But anyway, the one thing I want to really talk about right now real quick before Big D checks in is UK. UK, they're trying to chase that 38-0. Will they do it? I don't even know, man. I don't know, man. UK kind of strong, but yesterday was watching the game, you know what I'm saying? They was playing against the Irish. They was playing against Notre Dame, and they wasn't doing too good at first. But I still got faith in it. I still got faith in UK, even though my team is, you know, my team is Michigan. Go Blue. To all my Michigan fans out there, go Blue, baby, all day. Because I know our football team is going to be on point this year. You better believe it. Definitely going to believe it. And also a few things. iHeartRadio Awards coming up. Definitely coming up real soon. Shine Auditorium in Los Angeles. Headliners include Rihanna, Madonna, Taylor Swift, Flo Rida. And also my main man, Jamie Foxx, is going to be hosting it. I can't wait for that. Definitely can't wait for that. In the news, I was checking out a few things, too. Also, they have pilotless planes. Now, I don't know if I would be, you know, up to the challenge of taking a pilotless plane. I don't know, man. I don't know. I like to see some people when I get off and on the plane saying, how you doing? I'd be like, how you doing, sir, ma'am, or whoever's flying the plane. But I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about that. I think that's Big D checking in right now. Big D, is that you? No, that's not him. Not yet. But anyway, go back to the pilotless plane. Like I said, I don't know if I will feel comfortable with that. I don't know if I think I want to, you know, jump in the plane or jump out the plane or, you know, I just don't know about that. I really, really, really don't know. Two things we're going to definitely be talking about today. With Big D is branding. You know, we were talking about that. We're talking about basically how he started his career and what it takes to make it in the field that he's in. Make sure, once again, you follow me on the Twitter at DJ Nothing Nice on all social networks. Yeah, just waiting for Big D to jump in there. But going back to that plane thing, the pilotless plane, I don't know, man. I just don't know. I don't know what to even say about that because to have someone not in control, because, you know, technology these days, you know, it can fail. How are they going to have the plane? Is it going to be solar powered? What if the sun ain't out? You know, and then you go down. I mean, what if they have some technical issue? You know, they can barely even handle the problems that's going on right now, you know, what's going on with all the planes and things like that. Because I personally love flying. You know what I mean? I put flying over anything. Some people say they would rather take a bus. Some people would rather take a train. But me personally, I like that. I like to get on the plane and get there, get fast, quick. And if I was to go, then, hey, I'd rather go in the sky like a bird. You know what I mean? That's just me. I'm just saying, though. Everybody's not like me. Everybody, you know, can't really afford the plane. But really, to be honest with you, if you take the Greyhound, unless you're trying the Megabus, now, if you do the Megabus, you might, you know, there's ins and outs and everything. There's good and bad with everything. But, you know, I like the plane. Plane's my thing. I can't sit on the Greyhound for, you know, I got back problems, knee problems and all stuff like that. I can't just sit on the bus and go from this stop and then 5 minutes later we stop in another 5 minutes. I mean, it's just the same to me. It costs the same. If you really check it out, it really costs the same. It's just the fact of, you know, you get there quicker to me. You know what I mean? Some people don't like that. Some people just like to take their time. Some people like to sightsee. So that plane thing really, you know, really, 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 to be honest with you, got me shook, honestly. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you. A lot of things out here in this world, they're talking about, also taking, cutting off your head and putting you in an induced coma and then switching your body. Now, personally, I don't know about that one either. I definitely don't know if I want my head chopped off and put me in a deep coma because I might not wake up. And if what they put me in a crazy body, what they put me in the body of a dog, I don't know. Just to mess with me, I wake up, I'm a dog. I'm in a dog's body. Now instead of DJ Nothing Nice, I'm DJ Doggy Dog. I don't know. I'm just saying though. That's just my own personal opinion. You know, that's my own personal opinion. Everybody feels different. And also, of course, they've been had for the last maybe a couple of years. They're researching on putting chips in you. So you can go to you can go up and pay for stuff. I know you got your bill pay with your Apple phones and things like that, but you can just, I guess, scan your finger or scan a part of your body to where you can just pay for stuff. But technology, I love technology. Don't get me wrong. I am a tech geek. Tech nerd, however you want to say it. I love technology. I like the wristband thing that's getting ready to drop real soon, where your phone is on your forearm or the back of your arm. You know, I like that. That's pretty cool. And I can't wait for virtual reality video games, stuff like that. But I don't know, because the way the graphics are right now, like if you play that Mortal Kombat or something like that, you might mess around and in a fatality, catch a heart attack or something. I don't know. Maybe not. Some people may agree. Some may people, mind you, this is my own personal opinion. You don't have to agree with me. If you do, cool. If you don't, cool too. So that's how it is. It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice sitting here up in this thing waiting for Big D, CEO of BNC Music Group out of Cali. Matter of fact, it's got a different – I'm going to let him – when he gets on, I'm going to let him go ahead and lay down the law with everything. Don't forget to check out right now on Live Mixtapes. My man Young Diesel, he was definitely on the show a few weeks back. You know what I'm saying? He checked in with us. He was on the show, and what he did and what he talked about, man, y'all just gotta. It's, matter of fact, I didn't even take it off SoundCloud. If you want to go to my SoundCloud at DJ Nothing Nice, you know what I'm saying? It's still up there. I didn't take it off yet. I'm getting ready to. This week I'll be taking it off. I'll be taking it down. So make sure you check out my man Young Diesel. He's definitely doing his thing. Shout out to Young Diesel. You know what I'm saying? Dropping that knowledge on us. And we're going to get him back in the show, too. You know what I'm saying? So check out that, like I said, going back to Young Diesel, check out that mixtape right now. Turnt Up Volume 3 on Live Mixtapes under the Indie Artist, mixtapes. So that's just another little some more music for you, for the independent. And shout out to all my independent artists doing their thing out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all you guys. Every day y'all grinding, every day y'all pushing, continue to push, continue to grind, continue to do your thing. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody stop you from doing what you do. All right? That's what it is. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice up in here, man. Nothing Nice Radio on that nice Sunday. Crispy Sunday out here, man. Crispy Sunday out here in Orlando. You know, let me throw the weather out there. You know, I always like to throw the weather. I have to throw the weather out there. It's about 80. So, it's good enough weather for that barbecue and stuff like that. And for all my students, that's either on spring break, getting ready to go on the spring break. And for those of you that don't have spring break and you have to work and things like that, I apologize for you. So maybe you can take some time off and just enjoy the weather, or travel somewhere where there is nice weather. So I'm not trying to brag or anything like that. I just like people to enjoy themselves. I like people to have fun. You know what I mean? That's just me. I can't help it. I don't like how you got people that you hang around, and they want to see you down all the time. Not me. I want to see you happy. I want to see you enjoying yourself. I want to see you join your family. That's the type of person I am. Some people ain't like that, though. Don't you hate being around people that just like to see just everybody miserable? You ever met anybody like that? I know I have. Just miserable. Like, hey, how you doing? I'm doing bad. Every time you see them, I'm doing bad. You're like, come on. You don't have one good day? Not one good day. You trying to sit here and tell me you're not having one good day? No, I'm not. I'm just making it. My thing is to you and to the people like that, if you just barely making it, then that means you need to, it's time for you to sit down somewhere. I'm not trying to say, go in the grave or nothing like that, but man, we're trying to enjoy life, but you just want to sit there and just be, oh man, I'm just making it. Come on, man. You alive. You well. You know what I'm saying? You can move your hands. You can move your feet. You know what I'm saying? You can look around and you can speak. You know what I mean? Some people can't do that. Just be thankful for who you are and what you're doing in your life, even if it's a little bit, even if it's not where you expected to be right in your life right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a little ranting. That's me. DJ Nothing Nice. I can do that. This is a Nothing Nice radio show. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all like, here he go again. He just going in. He just going in. But that's what I like to do that, man. I just like to do that. So also on this Mayweather and Pacquiao fight. Mayweather and Pacquiao. So do y'all think, my listeners out there, do you think that Pacquiao is going to win? Do you think Pacquiao is going to win? I don't know. Hit my Twitter up right now, man. Just somebody hit me up on my Twitter at DJ Nothing Nice and just say yes, no, maybe so. I think it's all a sham. You know what I'm saying? All I know is there's a lot of people that's going to get paid out here. I know that. Besides Mayweather and Pacquiao, there's a lot of people. So, and even the owner from the Dallas Cowboys, shout out to Dallas Cowboys fans, even though I'm not one, you know, I'm a Giants fan. He wants to even have it there at his stadium, you know what I'm saying, up in Texas. So, you know how that go. Where that money flow come, it's going to be ridiculous. But I wish I was getting some of that money. That's all I'm saying. Just though, let me just get half of a percent of the money that's about to they about to collect. I'll be happy. I'll be happy personally myself. But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. Big D, where you at? You here? Is that you? Nah, not yet. We're still rolling. But going back to other projects that I have coming out real soon, it'll be Section Your Body 8, hosted with Nefertiti. Shout out to Nefertiti coming up real soon. She'll be on the interview coming up real soon. So Miss Nefertiti, at Nefertiti to you, N-E-F-I-T-I-T-I, the number 2, U. So, you know, make sure y'all follow her. Good peoples, you know, says she's willing to work. She's willing to do what she got to do to get where she needs to be at. So out of the ATL. Shout out to, matter of fact, shout out to Club Epic too. We always out there in Club Epic down in downtown Atlanta. Shout out to you. And don't forget, May 16th, we'll have Miss Caramel come on real soon. She'll be on real soon to let us know what's going on with that. The All White Affair, entrepreneurship affair, actually. So you know I gotta come crispy. I'm coming super crispy with that all white. You know what I mean? I gotta do it like that because you know it just bees like that. It bees like that all day, every day. But yeah, with that all white affair. I know Big D. He said he don't like to when I talked to him. He said he don't like wearing white. You know what I mean? He's like, nah, I won't wear white. I won't rock the white. I can't do it. So I'm just like, well, Big D, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? If you don't wanna rock the white, then that's what it is. That it just don't happen. It don't go down. Then hey, some people don't like to wear white. Like that movie said, can you wear white, Miss Purdy? Can you wear white? I don't know. Miss Purdy couldn't wear white. Remember that movie back in the day? I don't know. But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. We're sitting right here, about to get it in. This Nothing Nice Radio show. So, but yeah, we right here. We got Big D on the call right now. What's going on, Big D?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Man, just up here doing what we do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So just let the people know, what you're about and who you represent a little bit.
Okay. Well, my name is Big D. I'm the CEO of BNC Music Group out of Los Angeles. Been doing this for about 28 years. And, it's myself and some other people that I deal with. And we came up with BNC Music Group. And we're making the movie now. We're here for the independent artists.
All right, now let me ask you this. Look, what does your company have to offer the independent artist?
I mean, we basically show them how to do the business right.
Right.
90% of the artists that call us want to work with us. You know, the first thing you ask when you get your publishing set up, what's that?
Right.
And the music industry's cheesy since it went digital.
Right.
And a lot of artists think, oh, I just put my music out, but they don't know what a split sheet is. They don't know what publishing is. They don't have LLC set up. You know, so we're a company that strives on showing you the right way from the wrong way.
Right. Right. So what should a person let me ask you this real quick. What's considered the wrong way and the right way? What I mean, I understand you just said the LLCs and stuff like that, because I know a lot of people don't. Some people know what LLC is, but some people don't. So what is an LLC and what does that consist of? And
well, LLC is basically a company that you set up to where it's a partnership or a sole proprietor.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, when you go to like ASCAP, BMI, or CSAG.
Mm-hmm.
Which is your three companies you can register as a publishing company with to get your money off your sales, your performances, commercials, movies, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that without having a tax ID number, you have to use all your personal information,
mm-hmm.
your social security number, your date of birth. Well, when you set up an LLC and become a legit business, what happens is you end up getting, you know, like I said, your tax ID number.
Right.
And you use that instead of your personal information.
Right.
So you become a legit company.
Right.
So you can go open an actual bank account. You're not doing the DBA as I'm doing business as. You know, so you become a legit business to where people look at you different. You know, it's just, you know, a lot of people don't sit there and share that knowledge.
Right. Okay. Now, let me ask you this then. Okay, now you said, you know, you're trying to help out the independent artists. I was trying to say, why should a person do business with your company?
Well, one is you're going to get honesty. You're going to get people that are going to do what they say. A lot of people in this world, especially in the music industry, I guarantee you, I promise you, you're not going to get that here because you can't make a promise. You can't make a guarantee in this business. So, you know, if you're an artist and you're listening, if somebody tells you, I guarantee you this, or I guarantee you that, or I promise you this, or I promise you that, why am I here?
Right.
Because you can't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've had this conversation numerous of times between you and me.
Right.
You know, big shout out to DJ Nothing Nice too. You know,
appreciate it.
You know, he's been a real big part of the company. But when I say what makes us trustworthy is that we do what we say we're gonna do.
Right.
And it's a slow process. But when you sit there and rush it, you're gonna mess up. So you know, it's like I tell people, you know, when you have a baby.
Right.
You know, you conceive the baby first, the baby's born, then the baby, you know, he's scooting around, then he's crawling, then he's walking, then he's running, then he's going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a process. It's like a pregnancy. Pregnancy takes 9 months from start to finish.
Right.
Then, from, you know, then to it comes out of the, you know, it's a whole other process.
Right.
So it's a process, and we strive on making sure that we have everything in place.
Mm-hmm.
With it. So at the end of the day, you're able to learn, and you know, I've learned from my mistakes.
Right.
When I first got into business back in the 80s, it was like we seen a check. Like
right.
A lot of young cats do.
Right.
But me, I took my money and invested it. So I never had to work for the man.
So you didn't just take your money and get you about 6 Ferraris and stuff like that, then, huh?
No. Had a couple, but, you know.
Okay, all right.
You know, I mean, don't get it twisted. I had a good life, you know.
Right.
You know, I had a good life, you know. Just had its ups and downs.
Right.
It does. Life has that,
right,
you know.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, luckily I have a young lady in my life now that keeps me grounded.
Okay.
I think she's listening. I hope so. She better be. You know, she keeps me grounded. I mean, I love her to death for that.
Right.
You know, she keeps me on my P's and Q's.
Right.
You know, she knows what I'm talking about, so maybe she'll text me and let me know she's listening, because she's supposed to be listening. But, you know, you got to have that backbone.
Right.
You know, and you got to have that rib.
Right.
You know, and when you don't have that, and you know, it's just, it's like a relationship.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, being in the music industry and owning the company, you know, you end up being Dr. Phil, and you're not only the label, but you're the friend,
right,
the psychiatrist,
right,
the marriage counselor. You know, don't go through this and don't go through that.
Right.
You know, but you become friends.
Right.
And that's what you have to have when you're signed to a label or a management company or whatever.
Right.
It's like my partner with 44 Dogs, Danny Mason. Right. We've been best friends for 25 years.
Yeah.
But we've been in business for 20.
Right.
And people say, D, you and Danny's relationship is the bomb. Yeah. Why? Because we talk all the time. Communication is the biggest thing in anything you do.
Right.
Like a marriage.
Right.
Really, it's a marriage.
Right.
Because I can lay $1 million and leave it at his house on his coffee table. When I come back a year from now, that $1 million is going to lay there. Why? He's not going to touch it.
Right.
So we've never fought over money.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So those are the type of relationships I like to have.
Yeah, me too.
You know, because it's a trust thing. You have to have trust in anything that you do in life.
Right.
You know, and, you know, big shout out to Pastor Music and his wife, Catherine, showed me the right way of doing things. And then, you know, you have God in it, and then you have someone that believes in you that you don't believe in yourself.
Right.
And it's like, it's just like, you know, like I said, you got to have that backbone at home to support you in whatever you do, and to sit there and tell you, you know what, you don't need to do it this way, you don't need to do it that way, and at the end of the day, you come out on top.
Right.
You know, so you got to have God in it, first of all, ordinary to make it work.
Right.
Second of all, you got to have in a relationship, a male or female, whoever you are, or you know, and you got to have that support team at home for you to make it work.
Right.
You know, so it's a variety of everything that you got to do.
Right. Let me ask you this, too, while you're on that. What's the best experience that you've had so far within, you know, your field so far? What's the best experience? Because, you know, I gotta play devil's advocate on both sides. I know it's Sunday's church, you know, but you know, I gotta play. I gotta play both sides. So I'm gonna go with the best. Then I gotta go with the worst, you know, because you know people like drama too. So I gotta do it like that. I say the best first.
The best thing that, you know what? I think the best thing that I've had is taking my daughter on the road with me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And my son, because my son can tell you every mic there is.
Right.
My daughter can tell you, if I tell her to go get daddy a male to female XLR cable, or give me an adapter, a DI box, a 20-foot XLR cord, or whatever, a short boom stick. They know exactly what that is.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I've been around the world. I've been everywhere I wanted to go.
Right.
You know, but I think having them there to see what their dad does, and, you know, my daughter's my mini-me.
Right, right.
And she'll tell you in a minute, you know, like, she'll go on tour with me, and somebody will tell her to get off the stage, and she'll roll them a big old neck and roll them big old brown eyes, and they're like, you know, my daddy is. You know?
Right.
So I think having them to be able to be a part of what I do.
Right.
And actually love it. You know, a lot of parents live their dreams for their kids.
Right, right, right.
And I think having them on the road with me a lot of times, and, you know, they understand the fundamentals of business already, and they're 9, my daughter will be 8 next month on the 14th. So I think having that's been the most rewarding thing with me.
Right.
Is people to take them with me when I go somewhere and let them enjoy, you know, what I do. You know, but yeah, that's probably one of the best things that I can say that is the best thing for me, you know, being able to have my kids to be a part of it.
Right. Okay.
That's actually who owns the company. I just work for them.
I hear you. I hear you. Hey, the same way over here. The same way over here, brother. The same way over here. That's
the same way.
Same way.
So, yeah.
Okay, so now, you know, I got to hit you. What's the worst experience that you had within, you know, your field, you know, thus far?
Oh, Lord.
I know it's plenty. Of them, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't even know where to start on that one. I'm just gonna put it like this. I don't like egos.
Okay. Okay.
And a lot of artists from independence to major think that they're the hottest thing in the world, and you don't want to come to BNC Music Group with some boo boo.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you it's boo boo. I'm not gonna
sugarcoat
it.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you how it is, and if you like me, you like me. You know, there's a lot of people that don't like me.
Right.
Which I don't care.
Right.
At the end of the day, I'm still moving.
Right.
You know. So, like I said,
right.
I love when it goes smooth. I don't like bumps in the. I just don't like bumps in the road, because when there's bumps in the road, it becomes issues.
Right.
And, it's like I was telling my girl this morning, we had a little disagreement, but we were able to talk and figure it out and move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's just like being in a relationship.
Right.
You have to be able to communicate with the spouse, which is your artist, and be able to sit down and be like, well, you're doing this.
Right.
Can't be that way.
Right.
And, so it's just like being in a marriage or a relationship, but our better halves have to understand what we do.
Right.
We have to understand what they do. It's the same thing. It's just like being in another relationship.
Right. Very true.
If you call me up with certain things and be like, well, what you think about this thing?
Yeah.
Well, I think you should go this route.
Right. Right.
I can give you the knowledge, but it's like I did an album about maybe 10 years ago. It was an album called You Want Me to Horse the Water, but you can't make that dumb bull drink it. and that's how I feel about some of these artists.
Right.
Is that you can lead them to that big old water puddle.
Right.
It's got fresh water, but they just go into this little dirty pond and drink the muddy water.
That's true though. That's so true. That's definitely. Now I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. I know you move around and stuff like that, and I know you're probably doing the sports thing now. You know, you got UK over here. You know, they almost lost by Notre Dame yesterday. So they're trying to chase that 38-0 record. You know, what I'm saying, the college. So. You know, I don't know if you've been following them, had a chance to. I'll get in and out myself. So you think they're going to take it? You think they're going to go all the way, you know what I'm saying, and pass the Final Four, win the national championship, and you think they're going to go 38-0 if you've been watching?
I ain't watched college basketball since I played in college.
Dang.
I'm not a big college basketball fan. I mean, I'm Michigan through and throughout.
Yes, go Blue, baby. Go Blue. Let's do it. Go Blue.
Yeah, go Blue. But other than that, I can't even tell you who's in the Final Four.
So,
the best man wins.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
All right, cool. All right, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. All right, a couple more things for you. I'm going to let you get out of here and enjoy your sun. Because I know it's sunny in California. I didn't know that. So I'm going to let you enjoy your sunny day, though.
We got a special event tonight at the church, so I got to get my word today.
Right, true. Nothing wrong get a little bit of word up in there,
especially, you gotta have that.
Yeah. All right, just two things. I'm gonna have you before I let you go, I'm going to have you give your key advice that you live by, and also, you know, contact information as far as what the company, you know, can offer to, you know, artists and things like that. Not just artists, okay. Anybody who wants to be a part of a BNC music group.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to reverse this.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to reverse this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I have no problem.
Well, you've been doing it, but it's not just Big D.
Right.
It's not
to you, to my partners.
Right.
That's what makes Big D shine.
Right.
You know, and when I get awards or whatever or recognized about this or that, it's not always, oh, thank you. No, it's thanks to the people behind Big D.
Right.
Because those are the ones that deserve the recognition. Why? Because they do the work.
Right.
I'm just the front man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So as long as you have that knowledge and you're able to share that knowledge and tell people the right from the wrong, then you can go to sleep at the end of the night.
Right.
You know, so that's what BNC is about, is if you want to be a part of a network of people that honestly have your best interest at heart, that don't mean your money or you know, are calling you because you owe us some money, and this is where you need to be, because we're going to teach you the right from the wrong.
Right.
We're not gonna take your publishing. We're not going to take your masters. You know, we're going to make it work with whatever we have to do to work with it. Look at Young Diesel. Look how far he's changed since he's been with us.
Right.
You know, he said he needed a mixtape done. I told him to call you.
Right, right.
You guys did it.
Right.
You know, I said, no, why go somewhere else when we have that in-house?
Right, exactly.
Because that's the thing is, when you have a company, you got to go outside for everything. That's fine.
Right.
And with VNC, you got everything.
Right.
You got the video, you got distribution, you got radio, you got marketing, you got publishing, you got all that
right.
in one location, and it's all done legally. It's like, I don't manage Nice, there's somebody else that manages DJ Nice, but he's just a part of the BNC artist management group.
Right.
Because it's against the law to have a manager and a record label to have them sign the same contract.
Right, 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 right.
But you got to go and let them know, well, you know what, we can do all this. But this is how it has to work. Legally, this is how it has to be.
Right.
A lot of people ain't going to tell you that. They're gonna be your record label, then they're going to be your distributor, then they're going to be your manager, then they're going to be your booking agent. So there's a fee. There's a 10% fee for booking. There's a 15 to 20% for management. There's whatever percentage you work out on distribution. So people get over all day long.
Yep.
We don't do that.
Right.
We do not do that. You know, my pastor told me the other night, we had a shut-in at our church from midnight to 7 in the morning. And then, after we got out of worship, we sat down and we talked. And, you know, I was a hot mess when I came into the ministry.
Right.
And I had to tell my, you know, my pastor said, you know, BD's like, man, I'm glad I listened to my wife and I got ready.
Right.
I said, why you say that? He says, because you do what you say you're going to do.
Right.
And, you know, and they taught me the fundamentals of how to make the business better.
Right.
You know, you gotta have that spiritual oversight on anything that you do. So if you have a pastor that you trust, I don't pray about things that you do. That's what I do.
Right, right, right.
I'll call him up, hey, pastor, I need to, you know, pray and see what God tell you in the way.
Right.
Okay. That's a go with me.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's what God told me.
Right.
So as long as you have that and you're able to sit back and talk to your, you know, whoever you're in a relationship with, and you guys talk about it, then you talk to your partners, and if everybody's telling you the same thing, then you move on.
Right.
So, you know, I'm very happy for the support team that I have.
Right.
Because without that, there wouldn't be a BNC. There wouldn't be a Paul David Conway VD.
Right, or a DJ Nothing Nice. I just throw it out there so people will think, you know, people will think like, yeah, he just buy it. No, me either. I'm humble like us, you know.
At the end of the day, whoever's listening, it is about getting a team of people that you can trust.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, I couldn't be happier to have the team of people I have associated with this company.
Right.
I tell everybody every day, you know, I thank you. You know, because without the team, it wouldn't be me.
Right.
Yeah, people, you know, because another thing real quick is what people do is, like me, I'm a creator.
Right.
I create things. But there's enough money in this world for you to share.
Right.
And what happens is in the black community, they don't share knowledge.
Right.
In the white community, they share knowledge.
Right.
The Jewish community, they share knowledge. The Mexicans share knowledge. Within the black community, we have to, you know, people have to get off their high horse and think about the next person.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you got to share knowledge with the younger generation. And that's the problem that we're having in this industry. People don't like sharing knowledge.
Right.
You know? So my thing is, dust the chip off, knock the chip off your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and be the best thing that you can be within yourself.
Right.
Pray about everything that you do. Talk to your spouse and whoever you're with, and your core people of your business, and keep God in it first. You'll prosper all day long.
Right. True. Two Chainz. All right, man, I'm going to let you go after this. Just give out your contact information and all that stuff like that, and then we're going to let you get out of here, get that word in, man.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. All you got to do is type in BNC Music Group LLC, or you can call us at 323-801-6438, and that's the office. We do have locations in L.A., Albuquerque, New Mexico, Atlanta, Georgia, and the newest office down there in Orlando.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to thank everybody that's part of the BNC. For sticking it in with the sticking the thin. I think my daughter's listening, Ivy, that's the big CEO, her and Jaden. And I wanna tell my better half, my co, that I without her I wouldn't be who I am, because she keeps me, I swear, she keeps me grounded.
Aww.
She keeps me in my place.
Look at that.
I thank you, DJ Nothing Nice, for being a part of the company and doing what you do.
Appreciate it.
We're just going to keep reaching for the stars.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
That's all we can do.
Yes, sir. All
you
right.
Know?
Yes, sir. So I'm going to let you go, Big B, and then I'm going to close this joint out, man.
Brother.
All right. You be safe, man.
All right, well, you be blessed. God bless y'all.
All right. Peace. So, yeah, that was Big D. You know what I'm saying? Nothing Nice Radio. So, just throwing those jewels out there. So make sure y'all follow the BNC Music Group LLC. I'm just saying, Nothing Nice Radio, DJ Nothing Nice, man, right here. All the time, every day, all day, man. If you want to get your exclusive interview, man, make sure you contact Liz. Big Liz, CEO that's on all social networks at 910-697-0977. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Path, whatever, man. All the social network sites, man. We out here. So support DJ Nothing Nice. Make sure you stay committed, have consistency, and above all things, stay focused, man. Consistency, communication, and be committed to everything that you do, man. It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice. We're gonna highlight y'all in the next go round, man. Until then, I like to say, peace!